He turned and with resolution took hold of the unflinching stone, starting the dangerous ascent again. He reached the top and clambered into one of the stone-carved arches, the little sun in the centre momentarily blinded him, and a voice said, "You took your time." Knowing the tone, he dared not speak. "Don't be afraid," the voice added. "I've expected your coming." "Afraid?" he questioned. "I just thought you could have helped me with the climb." At this, the voice let out a chuckle that had the soft sound of summer thunder before questioning back, "Why help you steal what was once ours?" At this, there was no quick answer. So he simply reached out to the shining warm glow as the voice said, "Take freely that which is given, but know that it can never be brought back." The word "back" had the jagged edges of lightning shooting across the sky. With a tingle down his backbone, he hid the warmth within his cloak and with a bright smile asked, "You could help me with a climb down." Soft summer thunder came his only reply, and so he descended down with a glint.
So I kind of focus on that and looking at that amazing potential that you can kind of get anywhere and be anything depending on what happens around you. And I couldn't help but call my poem "In a Room." There is every chance that you will arrive laughing, with your best foot forward, name well lit on the lips of lovers. There is more chance that you will arrive like a shotgun to the heart, wrenching claims of meant to be as beacons collide, not coincidence, but prophecy. A mighty wallop of colour and sound, a shattering cry of belonging, splitting time itself. You will arrive. And the moment you arrive, you will lose yourself. You will be a tiny star in an infinite galaxy of possibility. Crash lander, you will erupt. Air sucked back in and pushed into the embers to ignite in an explosion of chaos and uncertainty. You, star, will never stop chasing the sun or clinging to the edges of the moonlight as you learn the language of life. You will be fluent in bouncing back. Etch survival into the soles of your feet, hold chance in your fingertips, let it slip, grab it tight. You will free fall from rooftops, learn the art of letting go. As you lose yourself in free fall, you will find forgiveness. Although sometimes you will miss, hurtling back to earth, you will rebuild yourself. Your skin will become paper-cut discussions of what you should have been. Reform your skeleton into the shape of something you can come to terms with. Let the breath be the wind in your self-esteem, propelling you forward into love yourself horizons. You'll find the answers hidden between two lungs, locked away in your chest, a story waiting to be told, the book of you. You will put the key into a safe place, place you will forget about until the time is right. A time when you can breathe again. Wash the dirt from your sleeves and you'll translate the smoke signals of yesterday. Reminisce your own future and learn to love again. And one day, you will wear out the welcome mat. Hang up your hat at the door and take off your shoes. Wipe off survival and push into the dirt. You will be a ghost in quiet spaces, caught like whispers on another's lips. You will burn if you need to. Be dust if you choose to. As epic as your arrival, you will not know what meaning meant, or what purpose your thunderstruck heart, helium shoes, and anvil body had. But you will know yourself by then. You, star, will be a sun. Choose your departure carefully. Will you colour the horizon like sunset, renewed by the dawn, or be eclipsed by the dark? Thank you.
I just wanted to say thank you.
you to all our poets this evening. I think you've all done a superb job with your subject matter, and you've really made this evening just fabulous. I just want to say to everyone, thank you for coming again. We have 20 minutes left before we have to leave, so please do come and drink some of the drink and the pint of